Welcome to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita, a conversation of love, life, and relationships. Hello, thank you for joining Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. This is Benita.
This is Ellis.
And we're back again for another week with episode 15. Thanks so much for listening to. We got a lot of love on Love at 50 and also the Ain't Believing Love. So we appreciate you for listening and sharing. I want to give a shout out to my friend Pam from Charlotte. And Pam listened and left me a note, and she said that she loved the podcast and the chemistry was great. So we appreciate you, Pammy. I love you. I miss you. I hope to see you soon.
Oh, also, Reverend Tracy Clark gave us a shout out on Facebook.
She did.
Thank you, Reverend Tracy. Good sister, my sister, the good sister.
Thank you, Tracy. So, you know, Tracy played at my wedding.
Did she?
She did.
Get so out. She used to be,
So back in the day.
Thank you, everybody.
Back in the day. I used to be in the church choir.
Let me so find out somebody to sing on the low.
Tracy let me be in the choir anyway. And so she was the organist.
She got skills.
She loved me. Yep, just play louder than my part. Good.
That's funny. Yep. That is funny.
So, yeah, Tracy, we go way back. That was a lot of years ago. So, anyway, what are we talking about today, Doctor?
Manifested love.
All right.
Manifested love.
So I'm going to go ahead and let our listeners in on a little secret. When he boxed his way in the studio today, this dude was walking on a cloud because he was excited to have this conversation. So I'm going to let him get started. I'm just going to chime on in when it's my time.
Well, so manifested love is a love of our hopes and dreams and our desires. And so manifestation is where your thoughts and your energy can create your reality. And as if you are, it's almost like if you're constantly positive, you will attract positive things to you. Because the universe is going to send you send to you what you put out there. And so growing up, I always hear people say, oh, y'all got to be equally yoked. And you got to be equally yoked. And so as I was thinking about it, I'm like, man. A manifested love is the love in which you and the person, you're just at one. You're just completely at one. But it's also could be a manifested love in terms of, you know, your financial breakthroughs, mental health, emotional health, spiritual health. It's just you are manifesting love in every aspect of your being, and that nothing is allowed to come into your atmosphere or your area that is not of love.
Okay.
I think.
No. I think, you know, because if you, now I do have a question about that part where you said the manifested love is equally yoked. Because sometimes, don't you agree that we manifest something and we think this is what we want, but it really isn't?
Preach on it. Preach about it.
I mean, we put it out there and we want a woman who's a certain way, or she has a certain, you know, status.
Right.
And then we get that.
Right.
And that's not what we want, but that's right. What we put in the universe. And when we put something in the universe, we sow it and we take care of it.
That's right.
And so you're going to get it back.
Well, I think that occurs because we are presumptuous in our decision making. And then we're anxious. We're not waiting for things to come to us. We're kind of chasing behind it. And so I know there's been several times in which you find yourself attracted to someone, something happens, and then you never realize they're not the one, right? So we are talking about a law of attraction that you can attract, as you say, you can attract the representation of the person, right? Mm-hmm. But are you really attracted to who the person really is? So I think a manifested love, in my opinion, in my view, is a love in which it's more than just a physical attraction. It's just a spiritual connectiveness. It's like a soulful kind of love. It's the love of our desires and dreams and hopes. Like I've been having this dream, And today I had other, so I've had the dream for quite a long time, a few months. And today I just had more images of the dream that I had did not have before I began thinking about this whole manifesting love. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what this is. I'm excited to explore it.
I'm excited. He's like a kid.
I'm so excited to explore it.
He has this big old smile. I see all 32 of your teeth. You're kind of getting on my nerves right there with all this.
You said I'm getting on my nerves. She told me earlier to shut up. She's like, shut up. Yeah.
So when you told me we were going to talk about manifested love, I immediately went back to a couple episodes. I think it was Love at 50. And it was definitely the Ain't Believer show that we kind of talked about. We kind of put out there what we're looking for.
Yes.
And we talked about what types of characteristics would give us that ain't for leaving kind of love.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Wow. No doubt. Look, I got to go back and listen to the show and hear what I said.
And actually, you know, we've been talking about not settling, and then projecting out to the universe what we desire in return. And what I've learned in the last week is that, you know, our thoughts are so powerful, and the same thoughts that we can use to create a negative narrative, we can create a positive narrative. And I am attempting to create a more positive narrative with my thoughts, beginning with releasing some old relationships, you know, some old failures in relationships, or the images that people were placed on me or labeled me as when I'm really not that person. So the more we talk about love, the more serious it becomes to me. It's like it's not a play thing. It's something I'm really trying to live out consciously and be intentional about it. But I also want to make sure that I'm moving in the direction that I'm supposed to be moving as pertains to love, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned a few seconds ago about taking our time. You know, I think this is the first time at this space. I don't know if it's the slowdown of everything, you know, right now with what we're dealing with, that has just made me more patient.
Right.
You know, there were times when, you know, I would meet a person. I think I was just so wanting to be in a coupleship.
A coupleship.
I just made that word up. In a coupleship.
You are the Don T of words.
Making up the word.
Coupleship. I like that coupleship.
I want to be in a coupleship.
Coupleship.
And so, but being here and being still and getting to know me and getting to know my kids and trying to work on my purpose, it's like right now, I'm taking my time. I mean, I'm as slow as King Sir up in here. You know, it's like.
Not the King Sir.
King Sir. The kind of, you know, not the King Sir. Back in, I don't know if you knew back in the day, you used to be in the cans. But you had to like ladle that thick old syrup out. You couldn't pour that. You still be waiting for it to come out if you tried to pour.
No, I'm gonna use Aunt Mama. So you know, Aunt Mama, you know, it's slow like apple butter. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get that king.
You got the king, sir.
Get the king. But you know, I just really want, and I'm enjoying the journey.
Yeah.
Of meeting people and waiting to, you know, if they're not authentic coming out the gate, it ain't, you know. Even they can't hold on to that act that long.
Yeah.
So you're going to start seeing it. And so the taking our time gets us, to me, quicker to the real person.
And if I could add to that, taking your time allows you to enjoy the journey. Mm-hmm. My former boss, Jim Parks, used to always say to me, the journey is more important than the destination. Mm. And he used to talk slow. He would take a long time. I'm like, yo, Jim, just help me get to it.
Give me the bullet.
And he would always say to me, the journey is more important than the destination. And he was so right. I've been so quick to get to the destination that I never appreciate the journey.
Me too. There were times when I would be in the mall, and this was a secret till just now, till now I'm about to tell it. But I will be looking at like different rings that I already want, you know, if anybody ever asks me. But, you know, but I don't even do that no more. I don't even think like that. I'm kind of thinking singular a lot, but it's not a selfish singular. It is more of a singular of manifesting the things that I want for myself.
Right, right.
Because I know when I'm in the coupleship, the way that I am, you Googling the word.
We're going to trademark that.
But the way that I am, I know that I'm going to give so much energy to the other side. And I'm just, I guess in some ways, I'm fearful of losing what I want to do.
So another add on to what you just said is you were preparing for what you desired. And many of us have not spent enough time alone to prepare for what we really desire, to give thought to what we really desire, and to bring forth that which we desire. So for me, I realize that I desire a love that's unconditional. So before I can desire unconditional love, I have to first love unconditionally. And a part of me, you know, growing in that area is releasing some people who, you know, in my past, who I did not love me, so on and so forth. But I think we can have anything that we desire, because let me say this, and I ain't trying to judge nobody, but folk, some of the worst folk get somebody to get some of the best stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, how can this person get this when they like just grimy? Just the grimy is like, how can they, like, but it ain't really about that. It's like, okay, if this grimy mofo can get this, then I'm not grimy. I can get anything what I want. Does that make sense? So I want this love, this unconditional love.
So I was gonna say, do we not want enough? You know, do we just say, I want to be a part of this team. I want to be in this relationship. Are we settling? I mean, do we have our bullets out there to say, okay, like you with your checkbox. I told you, I erased my checkboxes, and maybe I'm wrong for erasing my checkboxes, but I erase my checkboxes when I meet a person because I want to know who that person is. I'm like, oh, I like this part. I don't like this part so much. And then which side is heavier? You know, if the things that I don't love so much about this person, are they deal breakers? You know, some might be, you know, terrible characteristics that I can't get past. But I think...
Erasing the checkboxes.
I erase the checkboxes. I know you don't. Yours is like... You got yours engraved in a tablet like Moses carrying the Ten Commandments. These are your things.
Well, you know, what I realize, you know, somebody who's, you know, who always says, I ain't gonna settle, right? Mm-hmm. And so now I realize most of the time we settle, or I've settled. And I don't think we have to settle or should settle. So if we deserve the best, why are we settling for anything less than that?
Yeah, we shouldn't settle, but sometimes we do for time's sake. You know, I mean, time is promised to no one, but it doesn't, we don't know if time will end tomorrow, you know, so we got time. And even the time in tomorrow, I still don't want to be with nobody that's going to make me miserable just one more day.
Exactly. You know, last time we were talking about this, from the standpoint of how much time we waste settling. Mm-hmm. And if you look back over your life, how much time have you wasted settling just to get along, to go along, or just acquiescing for the sake of somebody else? And, you know, we talk about compromises, right? Is a compromise the same as a sacrifice? And do I have to compromise that which I desire more than anything?
I think it's a sacrifice when you are, if what you're compromising is one of your strongholds, you steadfast about this, you know, and all right.
Don't you say it.
Oh, you know
don't
it.
You say
you know it.
It. Don't you
Here
say it.
I'm
don't you say it.
You can't stop me. Okay.
Don't you say it.
You meet this really
here
nice
we
woman.
Go. Here we go.
She got weed.
No.
Is that a sacrifice or a compromise? King Petty.
You know, that is no longer a checkbox issue for me.
Oh, you erased the checkbox.
No, I didn't erase it. I didn't erase it. It's still there. I'm just saying it's no longer
it's not a deal breaker.
It's not a deal breaker. Okay. It's not a deal breaker.
All right. I'm about to shed it right
here.
My son is maturing.
Shut up. No, it's you know, I still have a preference.
Sure.
But that's not a deal breaker. I saw this video of Sanaa Lathan. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord have mercy. If somebody know her, please give me her number. Please.
On Instagram, she'll answer.
Oh gosh, I already tried that.
Okay.
I'm probably like number 1 million.
Okay.
But I saw this video of her, and her hair was bald, her hair was short, and then also she had in this long hair, and I'm like, but her hair was like, you know, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about, you know, the hair. Then I saw another video, I think it was a YouTube, on the hair of the black woman.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so then you see the whole, you know, Beyonce's Black is King, mm-hmm. whatever it is, mm-hmm. the whole hair thing. Yeah. So I've been thinking about that from a standpoint, you know, what's cool in culture, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what the woman is grooving off on, that's what she likes, and so be it. You know, so yeah.
Dear listeners, this is monumental. This is monumental. I'm like, my jaw is to the floor. I'm like a proud mama. This is a proud mama moment. Here we go. I should have went to break. What?
There ain't nothing like a sister that got that natural hair.
Man,
like the sun.
You better tell it.
I'm telling you. They got that natural. It is, it's vainglorious. It is tremendous. It is like waking up and seeing the sun.
Wow.
And not only seeing the sun, but seeing the trees and the sun behind it. It is phenomenal. Ooh. It's just nothing like it. So, hey, that's it.
It's what you love.
What
it's
I
your
love.
Preference.
Manifesting this love.
All right.
Manifested love.
So we need to take a break so I can get my composure. But we'll be right back with Love Wins with Allison Benito.
Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music is an eclectic blend of genres for your listening pleasure. Find our podcast on the Black Talk Radio Network or listen to our stream on Live 365. From praise to timeless tunes to an all-out dance party, our DJs spin the tunes to make you feel good. Reminisce with us on Thursdays as we take you back to our greatest moments. Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, the intersection of music and culture.
And we're back with Love Wins with Allison Benito. So today we're talking about manifested love. So, all right, so we talked about putting it out there and, you know, we're going to get this good seed. We sowing these good seeds. So we're going to get back beautiful flowers. Why do we not, what holds us back from putting out there exactly what we want, which ultimately caused us to settle?
And I would say pain, you know, trauma from my childhood, from my young adult years, you know, because if you don't believe that something is yours, if you don't believe you can have something, you're not going to manifest or think you deserve it. And I think that pain and trauma, is a huge distractor and preventer of us manifesting what we really want, because we're so preoccupied with the pain and the trauma of our past experiences, we're not able to, in essence, think forward or move past it, because we don't think we deserve. I mean, it's almost like we believe we deserve the trauma and the pain we've endured, and we don't believe we deserve a better life or a better love.
So we gotta free ourselves.
We gotta free ourselves. As George Clinton would say, free your mind and your ass shall follow.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And that's literally true. We gotta free our mind. Mm-hmm. So we really can manifest what we deserve. Even in a world in which we're living right now with all this chaos and cynicism and divisiveness and just anger.
It's a lot. You know, I was talking to somebody last week about therapy, you know, because, you know, I'm not afraid of therapy, and I'm not ashamed to say, you know, I'm going back to therapy, and I'm, you know, doing this life coaching thing. But we have to, sometimes we find out, as we're studying ourselves, we find out new information about ourselves, and we need help. Yes. Handling these things, you know, to get past that and to stay positive. You know, some days, yeah. You know, when we look at everything that's going on, it's like, how do you, you know, remain positive and, you know, stay grounded through the chaos? And sometimes we need help, and there's nothing wrong with getting that help.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that, like, you know, people say every pastor needs a pastor, every counselor needs a counselor. I think we all need some form of therapy. We need relationship. We need companionship. And I truly believe that if we are going to be a better society, we have to figure out how to, you know, cleanse the atmosphere of this world of the negativity and hatred that seems to be, you know, taking up all the energy and time. So I was thinking about the Republican National Convention, and I was thinking about the Democratic National Convention. And I said to myself, in neither one of these political conventions, no one talked about love. No one talked about love. No one talked about relationships, agreement. No one talked about it. It was all antagonistic. You know, they're, you know, it's like we've created a society in which love is rarely even discussed. So how can I think about love or focus on love when I'm talking about what Trump is saying, what Biden is saying? All this other bickering going back and forth. And so it's hard to manifest what we desire. So when we're caught up into the confusion of this world.
Yeah, I think we, the perfect example of that love and living through, making sure the love shine through the chaos, is the life of Chadwick Boseman. Oh. You know, I mean, this brother was sick for 4 or 5 years, going through treatments and surgeries and pain, but he still let his love come through in his work. And, you know, so what we saw of him was his best, regardless of what was going on with him.
When I woke up and saw that he died, I was thinking, is this real? Like, he a young brother. Like he a good brother.
Yeah.
Like, why not take some of these trifling cats?
Because it's like somebody had mentioned, like, so you take him and Kobe, and it's like, God, these people are here, and they're doing great things for a short period of time. And then God take them, but they're here for the purpose. They did their purpose, and everybody isn't here forever. People come in our lives aren't here forever.
Right.
They're here for a purpose. You know, sometimes the season is short, but it's purposeful.
Yeah, and I remember Miles Monroe said he wanted to die empty. And so, you know, when he died, his plane hit the side of a mountain. I can't think where he was. But I recall him talking about he wanted to die empty, like he wanted to fulfill his purpose. If Chadwick or Kobe, if their life's work is already done, it was time for them to roll out, then so be it. But I know mine's not done. I think there's so much more that I should be doing, that I want to be doing. And this whole love narrative is, I think, it's a part of my life's work. Something that we need to project. Because we spend so much time talking about things that don't even matter.
Right.
You know?
We argue about things that don't matter.
Yes.
Most of the things, if you think about why you're mad at people, or why you're not talking to people, most of it is something small, you know. Sometimes, though, you know, it is, you know, sometimes these people are just, maybe they've worn out their season or the season is gone. You don't really need to reopen it. But I think most of the time, it's something small and you forget.
I agree with you. I mean, I think that we spend so much time on the small things and not enough time on pursuing the bigger things. This lady who I accepted as my friend, she posted something so positive. I think this morning she said, I want to see you get up and go get what's yours. And when you go get it, celebrate it as if it's yours before you go get it.
Okay. So already, that's like when we talk about claiming.
Right. Claiming. Right. And so she, every single morning she says something like that. And so in the nighttime, she always says rapid manifestation, rapid manifestations. And her, I don't know who she is, I've never met her, but I'm telling you that her post has me thinking about this whole manifestation stuff and how she's always positive. Like she's, and I want to ask, do you ever have a negative day? Like, how do you handle negativity? Well, we don't have to handle negativity. We don't even have to give it a thought. But how do we get there? I don't know, but I want to get there.
You know, I have some days, and it's not often, but I have these days that is like the weight of the world is on me. So it's like everything that's going on is like too much.
Yeah.
And so on those days, I get back in bed.
Yeah.
You know, I sleep, and I know I'm going to wake up the next day with the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes God wake me up in the middle of the night, and I hear him. Mm. You know, he's telling me, you know, exactly just what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I can go back to sleep. But I wake up the next day and I'm powerful. I feel strong.
Yes.
I feel like I can push all of that off me. There's a place, you know, to our listeners, if you don't know, we're in Richmond. There's a place not too far from here, Richmond Hill.
Richmond Hill.
I love Richmond Hill. I love to put on the silent name tag. So no, you know, just write silent on it so nobody talks to you and they're not, you know, looking at you crazy when you don't talk back to them. But it's a great spiritual center.
Yeah.
Just to hear God and listen, you know, walk through the gardens, walk through the labyrinths, the libraries. I mean, it's just it's a great spiritual center. And so I love that place. And so sometimes we got to go to those places and recenter ourselves and repurpose and get ready for the next thing.
You know, as you was talking, I was thinking about this whole grounding thing I've been doing lately. Just getting out in the grass and just reconnecting to the earth and becoming grounded. I did it this morning. And it's really starting to give me a different perspective or a different outlook.
Okay.
You know, on life, on my life, and on the things that I desire to have. I meant to do it last night while it was raining. I wanted to be out there when it was raining and just soak it up, soak up this rain and this earth. Because I'm trying to cleanse my mental and spiritual and emotional palate so I can taste the goodness of the promised land.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I gotta clean this palate, man. I gotta get rid of this junk. Because I don't think I can receive love if I'm not ready for love.
Mm.
You know, my homegirl, actually my man's wife called me up. So she was, he was joking. She was like, yo, you need to come over here and have a slumber party. I said, I ain't had a slumber party with you and Larry. And she was like, nah, are you going to have some females there? I said, I need to be with some females. She was like, no, Alice.
No.
You're not ready.
It's a boy.
You're not ready. I need you to be saved and sanctified. I said, listen, Keisha, I'm always saved and sanctified.
You just said hanging out with the fellas.
You know what I'm saying?
Night with the guys.
I'm like, come on now. And so it was funny because she was telling me about, you're not ready. You're not settled yet. I'm like, how are you going to tell me what I'm not? I said, you didn't even ask me no questions. You ain't know what I'm doing. She said, tell me how you're settled. And so I was telling her what I've been doing. She was like, oh, okay, yeah, you ready. You're ready. And I'm like, what makes you think what you say, you know? But I appreciate it.
Well,
you know, and so sometimes we, I guess we prejudge, you know, we do. We're all guilty of it.
I just think Black women got always got something to say.
And we do. And we right. And you need to start listening.
Right,
Miss Jackie.
Right.
Your mama's
Black women got, listen. I'm not sure if it's Black women. I just think it's the woman, the female species.
You about to get in trouble. Keep talking.
I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with it.
Your mouth wide so you couldn't get in.
There's nothing wrong with it. You love the woman. Love the woman. Mm-hmm. They going to say something. They going to say something. They going to say something.
So what would you prefer? Oh, you don't.
That's what I prefer. That right there. That right there.
However, I am so glad that your preference does not match your expectation. Because you know we will not remain silent.
That's not what I said. I ain't say nothing.
I'm looking at you.
She said silence. Who do you prefer? I was like, that's what I prefer right there. That right there. Straight silence.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't have that. No.
No, especially and you're not even used to that.
No.
In your life are powerful.
Yeah, every last one of them.
Yeah, you're not used to
that. Yeah, I don't need no silence.
If they're silent, something about to happen. Mm-hmm. You need to run.
Or even someone who doesn't know, but they're able to think beyond what they know to attain new knowledge to share with me, because I may not know.
That's, you know, true.
There's so many people we get in relationships with and they just can't think outside the box.
Well, you know, silence is not a bad thing. I was just joking with you, but you know we ain't gonna be quiet, but it's not a bad thing to be quiet, because sometimes you have to, you know, I know sometimes I get information, like you'd say something or whatever, somebody say something, but it really takes me a minute, and a minute, you know, is 1, 2, 3 hours to really fully think through and process what they said. And right. Then I can have a more relevant response
right.
instead of a reactionary response to what I just heard.
See, you know, the Bible, you know, I've read in there, it says, be slow to speak and quick to listen, right? Mm-hmm. And I know that there've been times, a lot of times, when I've been speaking too quickly out of my emotions and I'm not really hearing what's being said. I got in a situation with one of my children and she said, you know, you're not hearing me. And I said something, she's like, that's not what you said. And she was right. I reacted.
Yeah.
And what I thought I said is not what I said. And I began saying to myself, like, Ellis, you do that a lot. So you really need to just fall back and just calm down, because you get too emotional about what you're saying and prevent you from actually hearing and listening. And I've been guilty of that a lot, especially in relationships.
Ah, this is groundbreaking.
I can't believe you. We got a hater in the house today.
This is groundbreaking.
Goodness.
Who is
gracious.
This guy? Who is this? Let me check your ID.
Manifestations.
The whole time we've been talking, because, you know, I told you before, I hear music in my head. And so I keep hearing, and we're going to have to play this song when we come back from break. But I am hearing OutKast. And I know that's your jam.
My folks. Liberation.
Oh. I'm going to have to play that. Woo! That song tells you to shake it off. Shake that load off. You know,
shake that load off.
Shaking that load off ain't just about, you know, literally shaking your shoulders like I be doing. But it's about clearing it. Going to talk to somebody, talking to God, talking to therapists, talking to your life coach, talking to whoever it is, your go-to person, you know, to just clear some of this stuff so we can live our best life and claim our best selves.
One of the best songs I've ever, ever heard or listened to is OutKast, Liberation.
So we're going to treat our listeners to that.
Oh, good.
So we're going to take a break. And we're going to be right back with OutKast, Liberation. And then we're going to return with Love Wins.
Shake that load off.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
There's a fine line to paper, baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. There's a fine line between love and hate. You see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it. Can't worry about what a nigga think to see. And that's liberation, and baby, I want it. Can't worry about what another nigga think. Now that's liberation, and baby, I want it. When I'm telling my story, my relationship with my folks is give and take, and I done took so much, not giving my glory. To have a choice to be who you want to be is left over to me, and my mama never told me. A choice to be who you want to be is left up to me, and my mama never told me.
Shake it, 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 sh Baby,
no, no. Look in your face, you're a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who you are. You get a lot of love cause of what you got. Say they happy for you, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and you roll the bins. Fall up in the spot, now you're losing friends. All you wanna do is give the world your heart. Record label try to make it compromise your art. But you're scared to ask. Your world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Trying to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending your life trying to numb the pain. You shake that load off and sing your song. Liberate the minds, then you go on home.
I must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame. From a post in the game, makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall. And the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice they cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning trying to frighten the plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion hearted without infanticide. It's like that red sprite you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single minded mentality. Getting over on loopholes. Getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels. Scared to voice how you feel. Packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers. You a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs. Though the mane on your head say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, Libertad, Libertad, Libertad.
You just heard Outkast, Liberation. So I hope you were able to take something from that, because that's definitely a song that inspires us often.
For shizzle.
Yep. So manifestation, manifested love. What do we take from this lesson, boys and girls?
This is boys and girls.
What do you take this lesson, boys and girls?
Basically, sow good seed.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for what you want.
Yeah.
Do diligence to get rid of or to manage the trauma and the hurt and the pain that you've had, because those things are part of the seed that we sow, and we don't want that. We want to free ourselves from that. You know, still too many people, still too many of us that's dealing with family secrets and family trauma. And, you know, we're holding on to it and we're passing it down to the next generation as if it's a legacy, but it isn't. We don't need that. You know, let's get rid of these generational curses so we can start manifesting and feeling good about what we're asking the universe to return to us.
You know, intentions, be intentional, and not just be intentional, but make a list of what you're desiring and make sure that what you're desiring is lined up with your soul and your spirit, and make sure that you're worthy of what you desire. You know, what I said to myself today is that, I deserve, you know, X, Y, and Z, not based off of who I am or what I've done. I deserve it because it's mine. And we deserve love. We deserve peace. We deserve, you know, every good thing that we can think of. And I think it's time, high time, as the old folk would say, high time that we begin putting out in the universe what we desire and stop putting out in the universe our pain, our disappointments, our frustrations, our failures. But let's put up, just change our narrative by how we think and how we live. And let's be about this manifested love. Yes. Manifested love.
Yes. So listen, I want to thank Scotty Reed and the Black Talk Radio Network for having us as a part of its family. I want to thank Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music for having us as a part of theirs. Our producer, Big P, for always holding it down.
Man. Yeah. Like my hero.
I ain't going that far. She's like, always holding it down. Thank you, Big P. And thank you, especially to you, our listeners, for listening and for sharing. Hit us up in the comments. We really want to know what you think and how you feel. And if you have some things you want to ask us that we can raise as a question, you tell me don't use your name, I won't. But we can raise as a question to others. We love to do that. Our email address is lovewinswithalisonbonita@gmail.com. We're on Facebook with the same name. And you can always hit us up at the comments of whatever platform you're using to hear our show. So again, we appreciate you. We love you. And we look forward to speaking with you next week. Bye.
Peace and blessings, family.
We hope you enjoy Love Wins with Alison Benita. Until next time, put love first. Hashtag Love Wins. If you'd like to reach us, reach out at lovewinswithalisonbenita@gmail.com.